SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Strong acting and so powerful it can quickly cause death. That's the reality for those unlucky enough to be bitten by a blue-ringed octopus. Initially, its bite is painless, but quickly the fast-acting toxin goes to work, paralysing its target. Dr. Amanda Reid is a taxonomist and former employee of the Australian Museum in Sydney. She says while many octopuses release a toxin, blue-ringed octopus is a standout.
They're not different to any other octopuses. Where they do differ is that they've got a very powerful poison called a tetrodotoxin poison, which means that they've got a very fatal bite. They can inject poison into their prey. This actually is not unique to blue-ringed octopuses. There are some other species that have are poisonous as well, but it's not known whether those other species are harmful to humans.
The blue-ringed octopus group is known for its iridescent blue markings that dot their bodies, and they usually leave humans alone unless they are provoked in some way. New South Wales ambulance inspector Christian Holmes confirmed a woman had been bitten by an octopus at Chinaman's Beach in Mossman, Sydney, on Thursday. He said the woman had picked up a shell containing the octopus. It fell out and bit her stomach. The woman managed to put the octopus in a jar, making it easier for paramedics to identify what it was. Mr. Holmes says there is no anti-venom for this rare octopus bite, and if treatment is not quickly administered, death is extremely likely.
It's very rare to see a blue-ringed octopus bite. This is actually the first time I've seen one, and same with my colleagues. None of us had seen it before, so we were madly checking to make sure we covered every base on it. We actually spoke to the Poisons Helpline, which we recommend everyone speak to when you have bites you can't identify. And it is manned 24 hours a day, and they can give you advice for first aid for bites and stings of any animals.
Mr. Holmes says the bite is treated in a similar way to a snake bite. If it's on a limb, paramedics recommend doing a compression bandage. That involves wrapping a whole limb up with a very firm bandage until the patient can get further urgent medical treatment.
It is quite a fast-acting venom when they do bite you. We were on scene within about 15 minutes of the bite, and we were starting to see the beginnings of the symptoms, the tingling and numbness in the mouth. It will progress to shortness of breath and eventually paralysis. And unfortunately, when it goes that way, there's not much we can do. We just have to treat the symptoms as we see them, undertake CPR and breathing assistance for the patients.
Blue-ringed octopuses are tropical and temperate creatures. They are native to Australia and also found throughout the Indo-West Pacific. Dr. Reid says they are very common, but also very introverted.
They hide in rock crevices and in empty shells and other places that they can find to secrete themselves away. They feed on fish and crustaceans. And they're quite secretive. Sometimes divers might pick up a shell, stick it down their wetsuit, and it might just happen to have a blue-ringed octopus inside it, and people can get bitten that way. Also, because they flash blue rings when they're alarmed, there is a possibility that people might think, "Oh wow," and pick one up.
The good news, Mr. Holmes says, is that if people get help quickly enough, they can make a good recovery.
The bite itself is quite often painless. So you don't really realise you've been bitten until you see the little guy on you. And they are little. Most of them are only about the size of a 50-cent piece. And they do look very cute, and kids especially do like to pick them up. And that's when they start to get angry and they'll start showing their blue rings. And that's when you've got to be really careful with them. So the advice is never pick up an octopus, especially little ones that look cute.
People can contact the Poisons Information Line 24 hours a day on 13 11 26, or in the event of an emergency, call an ambulance by dialing 000. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.